This WBEZ podcast is supported by Wise, the app for international people using money around the globe. With the Wise account, you can send, spend, and receive in up to 40 currencies with only a few simple taps. Download the Wise app today or visit wise.com. Terms and conditions apply. Be smart. Get Wise.
Good morning. I'm Adora Namigadde, and this is The Rundown. Chicago Police Superintendent Larry Snelling says the police department is prepared to keep neighborhoods safe throughout the Democratic National Convention next week. That's while protecting the constitutional rights of protesters near the convention venues and cracking down on any vandals and people he called violent actors. Snelling says CPD this past weekend showed how it's done.
Getting through the Air and Water Show, where we probably had millions of people downtown, and the Bud Billiken Parade simultaneously, and not having any major violent crime events occur, tells us that where we're deploying our people has been helpful.
Snelling says throughout the convention, Chicagoans can expect to see more cops on foot and bike patrols, especially downtown. He says officers are well-trained, and he promises their wellness will be a priority throughout the week. Former Illinois Auditor General Bill Holland died this weekend at his home in Seattle. He was 72 years old. Holland retired in 2015 after serving as the state's chief financial auditor since 1992. He had more than 40 years of public service experience, including working for the Illinois Senate President and the House Majority Appropriations Committee. Holland was the state's longest-serving auditor general. His audit of Illinois' Central Management Services shed light on former Governor Rod Blagojevich's suspicious activities. After he was diagnosed with colon cancer, Holland moved to Seattle to be closer to his family. In his obituary, his family writes Holland was known for his sense of humor. They say his, quote, favorite punchline was himself. The Chicago Department of Public Health reports that 7 Chicagoans were diagnosed with Mpox between the start of June to the beginning of July. That's up from 1 diagnosed case over the prior month. The highly viral disease, previously known as monkeypox, is spread through intimate contact. Men who have sex with men and transgender people are disproportionately affected, but anyone can contract the virus. Marco Winkler is with the National Coalition for LGBTQ Health. He says the 2-dose vaccine is a highly effective way of curbing the spread.
1 or less than 1% of breakthrough cases for those who have been vaccinated. So it is. The vaccine is highly effective.
Winkler also says it is essential that people receive the second dose for the vaccine to be fully effective. A popular hotline that helps Chicago's homeless population has been down for over a month. The Sun-Times reports the hotline overseen by the taxpayer-funded nonprofit All Chicago has been shut down since the end of June. Catholic Charities had been contracted to operate the hotline, but announced in March the organization was withdrawing from government contract work. Sun-Times reporter Brett Chase tells WBEZ's Reset All Chicago had an agreement in place for the 211 Metro Chicago hotline to take over operations, but the contract remains unsigned.
All Chicago tells me they'd like to get this done get this contract signed as soon as possible. But then 211 tells me that it'll take some time to train folks. So it's hard.
The service reports it received more than 18,000 calls in 2023. Some other things you should know today. Muslim leaders in Chicago gathered at Navy Pier to make policy demands of government leaders ahead of next week's Democratic National Convention. The Council of American Islamic Relations organized the event and invited other nonprofits and advocacy groups to speak. Speakers jointly demanded a ceasefire in Gaza and challenged the current presidential administration to put politics aside to make that happen. Civil rights attorneys are applauding a federal judge's decision to transfer nearly everyone out of Stateville Prison by September 30th. The crumbling facility has endured years of neglect, resulting in what prison reform groups call life-threatening conditions. In June, Michael Broadway died in custody. His family and friends blamed poor conditions at the prison for his death. Governor J.B. Pritzker earlier this year announced a plan to tear down the long-neglected facility and rebuild a new one in the same spot. Today's weather. It will be sunny to partly cloudy, and the high will be in the low 80s. Tomorrow, we're expecting partly cloudy skies and a high in the mid-80s. If you like The Rundown, then please rate and review us. It helps other people find the show. I'm Adora Namigadde. Thanks for listening.